dictation for Yulon, Y-U-L-O-N, Recker, R-E-C-K-E-R, March 6, 39, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow-up for Mrs. Recker, Yulon, last visit in October, comes accompanied with husband and daughter. She was recently in the hospital in Alma, February 21 to February 23, PAN, pancolitis, question related to ulcerative colitis, as well as lactic acidosis. He was restarted on sulfasalazine and is supposed to follow with gastroenterologist Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, Midland, March 17 for a fleximoidoscopy for further diagnostic procedures. She's been feeling weak, dyspnea on activity, blood pressure is running low, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, 3 or 4 bowel movements a day, mostly during daytime, not at night, without any blood melena, less abdominal discomfort, she's pushing on liquids, good urine output, denied chest pain palpitation, denied coffee sputum production, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen or CPAP machine, review system done, discharge medications review, presently off metformin, blood pressure remains on metoprolol, lisinopril, HCTC, and potassium replacement, back on a higher dose of sulfasalazine. Today, blood pressure was low, 100 over 40 on the right side, standing 106.46. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, some tachycardia, appears regular in the lower hundreds, no pericardial rap, no gross peritoneal signs or ascites, no gross edema, no gross involuntary movements, some degree of rigidity, and mask-like faces, non-focal. Next paragraph, I did an urgent chemistry today, creatinine 1.55, representing a GFR32 stage 3B, and that will be probably baseline. Low sodium, which is new, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose, lactic acidosis, and venous blood gases, no major abnormalities. Anemia 11 with large red blood cells, 104, normal white blood cell, high platelets. Review the CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast in the hospital. They report pancolitis, diffuse colonic wall thickening with inflammation, worse on the descending colon, no perforation, kidneys without obstruction, no stones, no urinary retention. There was also an echo, which is normal ejection fraction. There is mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. There is calcification of the mitral valve. Right ventricle is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure associated to pancolitis, probably recurrence of ulcerative colitis, slowly clinical improvement, still low blood pressure, hold lisinopril HCTC, same beta blockers, follow up with GI, presently off metformin, normal glucose, the low sodium concentration probably from the GI losses and diuretics, blood pressure in the low side. We have an extensive prolonged visit in the hospital, excuse me, in the office, and I also talked to the doctor, Randa, R-O-N-D-A, later the same day this afternoon with blood test results. Instructions were given. They are going to check blood pressure at home. In a few days, we will decide what blood pressure medicine is needed. For 1 or 2 days, I'm not opposing the use of more salt in the diet, given the GI losses and hypovolemia and low blood pressure. All other issues discussed in detail, prolonged visit, end of dictation,